Welcome, my friends, to another edition of recording of Freedom Law School's Weekly Freedom Hour. And tonight, it's one of the fun sessions, which I enjoy, because I like to help people like you live free. And the way to do that is by knowing the Internal Revenue Code, the tax laws, this mumbo-jumbo, big, thick book full of all these tiny, tiny pages, umpteen of them, but know how to do it, and I know the few good ones how to do it right. So I'd like to share how bottom line is actually can be easy if you know what you're doing, and how I beat them, 13 years of taxes, over $600,000. And so how you could have the same kind of a confidence and peace of mind like I've had dealing with the IRS. So with that, I'm going to start and then put it on the recording. Unfortunately, the blog talk tonight will not work this evening. Answer questions, we made a technical mistake. Folks, I apologize. It wasn't on purpose, but you can call, ask questions at Freedom Law School anytime you want about anything freedom-oriented. The 813 area code 444-4800 number, which you see on the top of our website at livefreenow.org. So with that, let me get the Internal Revenue Code with me and read a little bit of that as we start. Okay. Go ahead. Welcome, my friends. I am Peymon Motahede, the president of Freedom Law School, which I founded in 1996, sharing with you tonight how Freedom Law School forced IRS to withdraw and remove 13 years of tax liens, tax assessments that IRS had put on me, which was well over $500,000, you know. And folks, if I can do it, so can you. If you want to be able to do it and have the backup of Freedom Law School, it's all available. You don't have to be afraid of the IRS, okay? So let's go to Freedom Law School's website. I'm going to show you exactly how this happened. First, if you go to our website, you see on there on our screen, what you want to go is from front page, go to under right side under victories. On the drop-down menu of victories, the first one is Freedom Law School's victories over the IRS. Put your mouse on there, open that link in a new tab, and that gets you to this page. Freedom Law School victories. Now, there's several on this page, as you know. The second one is the one I'm going to discuss in this presentation, how Freedom Law School beats IRS in its own 13-year, $663,000 tax case. You go below the big writing on the blue left small writing on the bottom, victory number two details. Click on that, and here you see all of this opens up for you. That gives you the details. So let me tell you what it is. And again, I want you to know if I can do it, so can you. And you have the support of Freedom Law School if you want it. How it all started, folks, was in December of 2009. IRS filed 13 years of tax liens, tax claims, officially, against Peymon, the president of Freedom Law School, or FLS, totaling $663,000 for operating Freedom Law School. Happened, folks, I met the IRS collection agent, John Black, and his manager to go over this bogus nonsense. And they just said, no, Peymon. The way it works is you, Peymon, must file a tax form refuting our numbers. That's it. End of story. And I told them, no. I don't have to refute your bogus numbers. You have to have something to back up your numbers. You don't just make it up, as they had done. I asked for a collection due process hearing, okay? And that's what's here. When I asked for a collection due process hearing challenging the IRS's tax claims or tax assessments and asking IRS to prove their case that Paymon owed this arbitrary bogus the appeals officer ignored my arguments and erroneously ruled against Freedom Law School and issued against me and issued a notice of determination. Yep. You see, the agent said, Paymon, I'm not here to talk about, you know, taxes, what they're based upon. I'm here just to collect and make a payment arrangement for you. And I said, uh-uh. Yeah. I never had a chance to challenge this tax. I've asked for a proper hearing. This is my opportunity to challenge the tax, and you should allow me to challenge the tax. She thumbed her nose at me. No, I'm not going to let you do it. And ruled against me. So that's IRS twice has said no to me. And your accountant, your CPAs, bookkeepers, none of them would understand any of the stuff, what to do next. Even a few tax attorneys would know what to do next. But guess what? I knew what to do. And here's what I did. Okay? What I did is I petitioned the tax court, United States Tax Court, where the IRS attorney lawyer named Sebastian Voth, V-O-T-H, agreed. He understood that he needs to send my case back to the IRS appeals office so that I could challenge the arbitrary $663,000 that the IRS claimed that I owed them, because I never got an opportunity to challenge them before. See, they challenged the first one with John Black and his manager. That doesn't count. You know, that's not an independent, separate hearing. That's the same guy, like the prosecutor that's after me and his manager. That's not a hearing. That's just informal talk. So what happened is that I argued my case with a new IRS appeals officer named Mr. Robeson, orally and in writing. I talked to him and wrote him a letter, which resulted in November 2011, the IRS appeals officer, Robeson, issuing a supplemental notice of determination in which they withdrew all of the $663,000 tax liens that were filed against me. Yep. And it said the relevant part, it said, it has been determined that the tax assessments should be abated, which means removed, wiped clean, and the notice of federal tax lien withdrawn. Yep. And to see proof of that, click on the attach right there. And once you do that, there it is, folks. Boom. You see it. This is on the top left. IRS appeals office in Riverside, California, November 20, 2011, to pay Mama. On the top right, Mr. W. Robeson. Okay, he's the IRS appeals officer. And you see on the bottom right, going as I'm scrolling down, the tax period, starting from March of 1997 till December 2008. All those quarterly tax periods. Here is a supplemental notice of determination concerning collection actions under Section 6320 and or 6330, dear Mr. Motahede. So, you see, you can read it all for yourself in more detail. Again, on page 2, it tells you summary of determination. It has been determined that the tax assessment should be abated and the notice of federal tax lien should be withdrawn. Mayor Nichols, a PLC manager, signed on it, and on the bottom left, it was IRS Associate Area Counsel, IRS lawyer, folks. The IRS lawyer knew about this and approved it, because even the IRS lawyer knew I was right. Okay? So, there it is, folks. Let's go back. Now, what happened next is that in December 2011, the IRS officially then withdrew the $63,000 of tax liens against me. And again, you click on the link on the right side of that in blue, and that takes you to that document. There it is, from IRS on the top left in Cincinnati, Ohio. Okay, the right team, Mr.
No.
Okay, the second paragraph is the key one that says, enclosed is a copy of the form 101916C, withdrawal of filed notice of federal tax lien that we mailed to the local recording office for filing. Yep. signed by Campus Compliance Operations. And if you scroll down on this document, you see page. This is a 32-page document. You can scroll on your own the rest of it. Here's the first one sample page. As you see on the top, Department of the Treasury, Internal Revenue Service, withdrawal of filed notice of federal tax lien. You see on the bottom that name of taxpayer, they have my name, Pay Mom Motte on there.